find you a pen.
That was bad again. Okay, welcome to the June 16th, 2021 meeting of the Alignment Planning Board. This meeting will come to order. This is a public proceeding. Unless the board specifically votes to go into executive session, you have the right to hear everything that is being said and look at all the exhibits that are offered. If the board votes to go into executive session, the reason for saying shall be stated. Please notify the chairman if you have a difficulty seeing or hearing. This meeting is being recorded. In each instance, the Burns Party applicant to demonstrate compliance with the provisions of the applicable ordinance or ordinances. After the board votes on the merits of each project, it will prepare a written opinion, which will be forwarded within 7 days. The board works for a prepared agenda and will be considering tonight's items in the following order. 7 p.m., discuss mission statement and revisions to bylaws, review and approve minutes, there's none ready, new business and open issues. And on the minutes, Irene, you needed copy of what you needed to write?
From what I understand, what I found out today is that the minutes from June 2nd and the minutes from May 19th that haven't been written up yet.
No, they have not.
Are on YouTube, so I'm going to have to go on YouTube and listen because there's no recorded. So I'll do my best on that.
I don't believe we had any new business here tonight, did we?
No, they didn't. Nobody gave me anything.
So now I guess it's discuss the mission statement and revisions to bylaws.
Yeah, I'll be back.
I think,
you too.
If I can make a comment, we're just testing you guys. I think I sent out the 2014 mission statement.
You did.
Which we updated in 2019, in which I've currently, I have a handwritten changes to the 2014 one, but I guess I don't have a printed copy of the 2000, but Joe does. Good for him.
Actually, mine says 2020.
Yes.
So does it? Okay. Good. Good. Well, hey. So what's in your wallet?
Okay, it reads, you can read it off. Okay. The Alignment Planning Board is entrusted with the task of promoting the health, safety, and general welfare of the residents of the town of Alignment. The board seeks to protect and conserve the rural, recreational, and historic value of properties, encourage the most appropriate use of land throughout the town of Alignment, and promote rational and environmentally sound economic development. The board aims to balance the conservation of the beauty of our shared natural resources with residential development and commercial enterprise. Okay. The board applies the directives of the comprehensive plan and the town zoning and shoreland zoning ordinances as guidance for its decision-making on behalf of the town of Alignment. The board operates in the service of the property owners of the town of Alignment, demonstrating respect for all those who appear before it and adhering to the principles of impartiality, integrity, and professionalism.
Yeah, that's what I had handwritten in my one for 2014. So I guess we.
I like it.
So you like it?
I mean, that's what we're doing. Mm-hmm. Nothing has changed.
I noticed that we put the town zoning and shoreland zoning. Did we also want to mention subdivision standards, or just leave it as it is?
Just leave it as it is.
Mm-hmm. My thought was there's just three distinct sections that we deal with. If we've mentioned two, possibly mention the third.
Does the town zoning allude to the subdivisions?
Out to shoreland as well.
Well, the subdivision standards are ones that are approved by the planning board. They're not, I'm not saying it shouldn't be, but.
I'm just throwing it out there for inclusiveness.
But their standards are not.
Yeah, they're
true.
Land development standards, land development and subdivision standards.
Subdivision would come under zoning, right?
Yeah, I think it's okay the way it is, really. Or the way Joe.
Okay, just throw it out there.
Joe, could you read that first line again? Because the one I have, the 2014, is different than what we read.
Okay. The Lyman Planning Board is entrusted with the task of promoting the health, safety, and general welfare of the residents of the town of Lyman.
Okay, because I have the same thing. I thought you had read it differently for some reason.
The change was in the second paragraph with the second line where it says natural resources with, I guess, residential development and commercial enterprise?
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
yeah.
I remember that being
the
change.
That was the change that was made. I'll make a motion that the planning board approve the mission statement as written and submit it to the Board of Selectmen for their information and review.
Second.
Any more discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
Yeah, that was, now there was a test in there. I wanted to see if anybody passed it. And I'm not sure you did. That was, what I did was, we had a subject at the last meeting, I think, about bias. So I went on the Maine Municipal Association website, and I don't know if anybody else is a member of it. I think remember we took a course a long time ago?
Mm-hmm.
Some of us took a course over in that, actually, that building that didn't have any heat. We were freezing to death.
Oh, yeah.
Planning board. Yeah. But you can sign up to be a member of MMA, as I remember it. And I did, and I just let it sit there. But if you go on the website there, and I think Patty had done this a few times, there's a humongous planning board manual, which is, it's like 487 pages or something like that. And it has updates, some of it's old, some of it's updated, but it strictly is guidance and has information in there. And anyway, so what I did was on, as far as this recommended or this possible change for discussion purposes on the bylaws was to go in there and look for information on bias. And it had a lot of stuff. And I tried to consolidate that down a little bit. And I did, which I'm surprised nobody has mentioned, but I did mention a C-attached chart, which none of you apparently picked up on, because I didn't include it. And I didn't intentionally not include it. It's just that I didn't print the darn thing off the website, but I just happen to have made. And it's a little bit crazy. It gives you what it says here. It's a table of consanguinity. Is that right? Make sense to you, Joe?
It's just relationship, right?
And it gives, I've got a copy for everybody who wants to have one. And I'm not saying we should do this. Maybe this is too much in the weeds. But this is how they explain it. They being the planning board manual, which I guess is written by the MMA staff or somebody. That's how they explain degrees of relationship. And it said in there that I think the seventh level or something. And it's hard to write it out in writing, in words. But you can look at this chart, if you want to call it a chart. And it can tell you, for example, I guess grandparents are two. First cousin once removed is five. Second cousin once removed is seven. Third cousin is eight. Or is it above or below? Maybe it's below. No, it's above. So I guess it's eight. So again, I don't know whether we want to put this in or not, but that's what that reference was, in case anybody noticed it. Other than that, I put it out for review. I didn't put it out for clerical effort in a sense. In other words, I'm not hung in on those words. And I'm not saying we have to discuss it or should discuss it, but it covers the subjects of bias, what to do if somebody makes an allegation of bias, and then I also put in some business about not having discussions outside of the board meetings, because I don't think that was in there previously. And then the only thing else I changed was, I just changed, because I had to put an it in there, just for you people. I just made planning board and referred to it as the board, and took the word planning out of a bunch of places, so it wasn't, seemed like it was redundant. Mm-hmm. So that's all I did. Anyway, so I don't know whether this is what you want to do, or...
Would you want to incorporate that into our bylaws? Is that what the intent is?
Well, the objective was to, when we vote on bylaws, if we vote on bylaws to change the bylaws, mm-hmm. then we would add in a section on bias because it's not covered anywhere.
Not covered anywhere, yeah.
And, I mean, the planning board manual is only guidance. It is, it's got a lot of stuff in there, which I don't think for a small town that we need, but it's up to, and again, I don't know. Again, I'm not
well, what transpired, you know, a couple meetings ago, I think it's a really good thing that we address this, and we actually put it in this. We actually have a process. We got our steps of what we got to do if we ever have this happen again. Mm-hmm. You know,
we didn't have anything there before.
That's right.
So
this way here, we'll have something documented in our bylaws that we can follow, and we'll all know what's going on.
Yeah. I don't know. I leave it up to you guys to talk about it.
For the public, would you like to read the proposed
section? New words. That's good. Sir. That's a good point. Okay, for my audience here, if there is any, all 10 people, we added some sections, or this recommended, I recommended adding some sections to the planning board bylaws, and one was 1.3, it'd be a new section, bias, slant, conflict of interest. Board members are required to consider applications and make decisions impartially. Any perceived bias or conflict of interest must be avoided. Types of bias / conflict of interest include A, financial interest in a project, B, blood marital relationship to the applicant within the sixth degree, C, attached chart, and that's what I was talking about with this this sketch here from the planning board manual, and C, bias based on board member's state of mind, which means that the board member is so biased against the applicant that the board member cannot make an impartial decision. New section 1.4, proposed section 1.4, bias, a burden of proof / board procedure. The burden of proving bias is on the applicant. Any allegations of bias exhibited by a board member must be accompanied by specific written examples of the alleged bias. The board member shall be given adequate time to review the bias allegations and an opportunity to respond to the allegations. After reviewing the bias allegations and the board member's response, the board, without the board member accused of bias, shall vote on the issue. The board member, subject to the bias allegations, may choose to recuse him/herself from the discussion of the applicant's project, and an alternate member may be designated by the chair to be a full member for the consideration of the project. New section 1.5. Board member discussion / email or other correspondence. To avoid violations of the Freedom of Access Act, FOAA, and the constitutional right to due process, board members should not, have discussions with other board members regarding an application or other substantive board business outside an advertised board member meeting. Delivery of substantive information between meetings by email may be permissible as long as it is a one-way communication and no discussion of the information occurs outside the meeting by email or otherwise. And that was the And that would mean, that last thing would mean that, for example, if you send something out for review, so board members can review it before a meeting, I think that's permissible as long as you don't get into a back and forth and saying, oh, I don't like this word, I don't like that, or blah, blah, blah. And then the only other changes that I recommended were, just as I mentioned, taking the word planning out in a few places because it seemed redundant. Since I said at the beginning, put a note in there that referring to the planning board as the board. And that was the only thing I changed, but I'm not, there may be some other things that people want to change. So that's my two cents.
Mm-hmm. Was there an accusation of bias?
I'm sorry?
Was there an accusation of bias made?
Yes, there was.
Against the whole board or just?
Against one person on the board.
It's me.
Thank you. I'm curious.
Thanks, Vicki. Just in case they didn't know who it was.
There's a...
When we're talking about with 1.3, 1.4, and even 1.5, I think when if there is an accusation of bias that is brought and the chargee must provide proof, that should be noted that we will go to executive session and discuss it instead of having a across-the-board public. That's something that is noted right in 9.1. Personal issue.
Yeah.
So we should have went, in my humble opinion, we should have gone into executive session when that was brought up.
So revise the language accordingly.
Yeah, just to say this shall be brought up or taken care of somehow under 9.1.
It's on the last page.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, how do you want to, where can we put this, where do you want to put this?
Make note, maybe 1.6 accusations and the investigation should take place under executive session as noted in section 9.1. Something to that effect.
Blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm. That way it's clear and concise. It's a personal issue. It does not belong. It's the exact reason for executive session.
That should actually should go maybe as like 1 point. Just I could draft up something and have it for the next meeting, or send it out. If that would be okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anybody else have any comments?
Just the basis for bias. You mentioned financial interest, blood relative relation, and was the third item state of mind?
That is a catch. Would be I would my interpretation of that, which is just an interpretation, is that it's a catch-all that you know it's pretty obvious. If there's a financial interest, that's a I would mm-hmm. say a yes or a no. If there's a blood or marital relationship, that's a yes or a no. But a state of mind is a perception that a member of the board, doesn't like or doesn't like somebody for whatever reason, mm-hmm. or doesn't like this type of project for whatever reason, even though maybe it's authorized in the zoning ordinance for that particular part of town. So, I mean, that's sort of the last, that's sort of a catch-all,
yeah,
I think. Uh-huh. I don't know if it could be stated differently.
That's just the language kind of sounds to me a little bit imprecise.
It's a broad statement, and it's open to interpretation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I have any other word? I think I plagiarized this probably out of the...
I think it's good because it gives the public, right, wrong, or indifferent, the opportunity to go, Mr. Demers has a bias against me because he doesn't like that I'm building this next to him. It gives him the opportunity to, whether I have the bias or not, they can perceive it, we can investigate it, and make a statement saying we have investigated it, instead of just saying, no, we're dismissing it because your feeling is may or may not be wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, I think...
So what do you mean?
I think we should leave it in there. It gives the public... right or wrong, the ability to question our motives.
So again, state of mind still seems to me, you know, you don't know what's going on upstairs and someone else is...
So what other words? Is there
To me, I think by demonstrative behavior.
Ah, okay.
Or by statements would that indicate that there's a distinct negative attitude towards the applicant.
I think that's good, Joe. And then that would be in line with what the applicant would be stating or mm-hmm. making. Mm-hmm. There would have to be some proof of mm-hmm. if the statement was made, mm-hmm. then it has to... state of mind is really...
Would that read then for part C, bias based on a board member's behavior or statements such that the board member is so biased against the applicant that the board member cannot make an impartial decision? Would that cut it, or do you want to leave out part of that?
And we can still massage it a bit.
Yeah, right, but I think that's the gist of it,
okay.
More or less.
Okay.
Well, again, one of the key things is if someone brings up a charge of bias, they have to present proof.
Right, because it could be the same way, their state of mind against the person.
Right.
They
can't just say, I don't like this because this. No. Here's the facts.
Factor.
Here's depositions. Here's audio. Yeah. Here's
affidavit.
Video. Here's affidavits.
It's got to have some
support.
Not just a person's age, for example, or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way. Okay, gotcha. Okay, any other I can work on this and throw it back out before the next meeting. If anyone, do you have any comments?
No, it's more better than it was, okay.
Yeah, it's an incremental thing. I mean, there is a lot of, if anyone wants to go on the MMA website, read the Planning Board manual, there's a lot of information, for example, about... alternate members and things, which we have covered in our section 4.1, and our coverage I think is certainly adequate for this size board, but there's much more detailed information.
Well, that's
there.
An all encompassing thing
yeah.
in the whole state.
No, I know I'm saying this, but it goes on and on and on, and it's just jammed. I mean, they barely get it into the 487 pages.
I got it all printed out. It's all at home in my garage.
Yeah, right. Anyhow,
wow.
Okay.
Wow, that's a novel.
Thanks,
Don. So, the question on that too: is there some time limit? I mean, if a charge is brought to a board member, that stops the applicant? The applicant cannot proceed with the process of permitting.
Yeah, because
I should stop it right there.
Do we need to state that?
Maybe. I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Until some resolution.
Right.
The application is in suspense.
Yeah, because theoretically, the charge comes in, then it's going to be brought to the board, to us, to look at it. The applicant or the defendant must be notified. They got to be able to prepare a rebuttal to present to the board for us to go to look at it, look at both sides, go into executive session, discuss it, and then come forward. So we're looking probably at least a month from the time the accusation is made to minimum.
Well, the only issue there might be is that I don't know that that's covered in the ordinance anywhere.
And the other issue with that is, once you start an application, you have a set amount of time to finish it.
Yeah, I'm just...
Right. But I think, doesn't the board have time? I mean, if the board doesn't feel that there's adequate information, you can postpone. There's no law that says you have to have that permit approved for 30 days, right? The applicant has... I mean, I'm just talking about the other items that are required for the permitting process.
Mm-hmm. That the application will be tabled in such time.
It's tabled,
as the situation's resolved.
Exactly.
I think that's reasonable.
Okay, I'll try to add something that in there. Work that in. Mm-hmm. Anything else? I'm just trying to get some ideas.
We can start.
Again, I don't own each word as a, it's not a horse race. Yeah, the, let's see. Oh, yeah, just at the town meeting, I did make a statement, which was, I would just mention, I think it was inaccurate a little bit. The question came up about subdivisions and the furnishing of water. And I think I mentioned that, or somebody, Morris St. Clair came up and said, hey, developer has to put in tanks, because he did that on Murphy's Way, right across from my house, actually. There's 2 5,000-gallon tanks. I think I said something to the effect that that I felt that number had been increased. When I went back and looked at the subdivision regs after the meeting, I think it turns out that we voted in to change these subdivision regulations to require that all subdivisions are now required to be sprinkled.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
I think in the past, maybe we did go to a larger number. Size. Number 30,000 sticks in my mind, but
we went from a one size tank to another size tank. Now we went to sprinklers.
Mm-hmm. Right, and it does. So anyway, I just want to mention that in case anybody. I mean, I thought about it afterwards. Shoot, probably. You know, give the wrong impression.
The point is, the issue is covered.
It is covered. It is covered. It's not. I forget what the context was. It was something about. I know it was. I think they were talking about dry hydrants or something, or adding hydrants around the town, and whether subdivisions, you know, how they were being set up for this purpose, new subdivisions, I think they were talking about. But I think we're covered in there anyway, even if I did state it inaccurately. So, makes sense.
The real estate agents who were here last time around.
Oh, yeah.
Where, does anybody know whereabouts that issue is? Are they going to reapply, or?
It's on the agenda for the select board. You handed it over to the select board to make a decision. They placed it on their agenda for Monday.
Okay.
I don't know if they're going to act on it at that point, but they'll have it in the packet.
When's their next meeting?
Monday night.
Monday
at 6.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. And we have a CEO on board, bro.
Yeah. And Jeremy, Richard Lambert.
Just one thing that Don brought up. This is my personal thought. With that subdivision, because there have been changes, one in particular being the retention tanks versus the sprinklers, they were approved for the holding tanks, where now we require that they have sprinklers.
But if you look in the ordinance, there's a time limit on when they have to start working.
Yeah.
And they've gone past the time limit.
Right.
That's no different than the cell phone tower.
Yeah. That's the other thing, is it hasn't been enacted upon since I've been on the board.
Well, the only thing I can say is I did look through the statutes and also that planning board manual, but I couldn't find anything about time, you know, how long an approval is good for.
We have it written in our ordinance.
I know, but
it's on the permit. When we sign the permit, Rod and I think it says on there, that you have a year to start. You have to start within the year and 2 years to complete.
Well, I sent a note, which I think I sent to everybody, I don't know.
Yeah.
That I just, the way I read it, I just thought it ought to go to the town lawyer just to make sure that we're not, you know, because we were giving those two people, and it's sort of funny because they represented, I think, both sides of that
team. Right. Mm-hmm.
And so if we say it's one way, and then that someone's maybe disappointed, and then if we say it's the other way, then someone else will be disappointed as to whether that subdivision is still good or not. And I didn't want to see the town get into a problem. So it seems to me that, you know, even our opinions are good, and I'm not necessarily saying that what you're saying is wrong, but I think the town lawyer ought to say, yeah, okay, I've checked state law or whatever, and this is what the deal is on these subdivisions. Because right now, I mean, we've changed the subdivision manual, the regulations, a lot since that was approved. So not just this sprinkler, but a lot of other stuff, too.
Mm-hmm.
So if they come back, it's going to be a different ballgame.
That's right.
With respect to putting in a subdivision. And I think those things were improvements we had, not just some spurious junk in there.
There were improvements.
So I think it ought to come back myself, but I want to make sure we don't put the town in a bad position.
Mm-hmm. So, I agree.
Anyhow, that's my two cents. I mean, did you want to say something about time cards?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, she is. I think Irene is.
Because I couldn't find anything, and the files that I've looked at so far that gave me any of the times that you have all served since the 1st of April, because the end of this month I have to do payroll for you for your quarter. So did you mention, Don, that Patty had sent everybody what they have done so far?
Yep.
She
did.
She sent out a spreadsheet.
Each had their own spreadsheet.
Okay. You could provide that to me so I'd have enough, an idea of what to get the treasurer.
I didn't write down what time it was.
To add last week's and this week's.
I can send out what if you want, I can check mine and send out what I'm putting in, what I put in.
Yeah, because we'd be all both, we'd be all the same.
Be the same.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, if you could do that, Don, that would be great.
Yeah, I can do that. If I don't make a note, I won't remember.
I'd written the start time last week. I didn't record the end time. The last meeting.
I forgot to record either one of them.
We didn't record. Well, you know, we didn't have the recorder. No one had it. And then we were getting recording by YouTube, so.
I'll send out my spreadsheet or whatever. Which you'll have the time if you want. I think they're all the same, unless.
Yeah.
I would think so.
Yeah, somebody.
The only ones that might be different are sidewalks, where sometimes we're not all at a sidewalk,
right.
Yeah. I think at the meetings, if we're, you know, you're here, we'd be here at the same time. We don't get paid for being 5 minutes early.
No, only 5 minutes.
It counts from the time the meeting starts and the meeting ends.
All the time we look at stuff, review minutes, and check stuff. Oh. Spend 2 to 3 hours a week.
Yeah.
Hey, paid volunteer. It's what it is.
Do you have anything else you want? Do you have anything else,
Irene? Yes, the notes for that notice of decision that needs to be typed up that I have to provide to your last applicant.
Oh, Bonnie.
Bonnie.
And the site plan hasn't been signed. We don't know where that is.
Well, we were waiting for him to get the approval from the DMV.
From the fire department.
Yeah, the fire department.
That's right.
So it isn't done, so I don't have to do that notice of decision yet, or do I still need to do that? Because of the ordinance, it's a 7-day thing. We're way past that.
Yeah.
I was drafted.
So with those notices, I mean the approvals from the fire department, where would those would normally go to the CEO, right?
Right. The guy from Bhavani should be getting them and bringing them in.
Do you have, maybe I have it at home. I probably do the notice of decision from a, do you have the one from a previous, do you have a shell?
I found two so far for this year. I know there's more because one has the 01 on it, one has the 05, so there's missing in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if the Saunders one from May 19th was the last one before, so this would be the 06. Or was there another one in between Saunders?
Saunders, Onstead, and what's the one on the market, Homestead Market?
Homestead.
Those three.
As a model for Jackson's Corner, maybe the notice of decision for MAPES.
All right, MAPES.
Would be a good model.
MAPES. They're the Sunoco station across the street.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's for them.
Yeah. They're pretty similar.
I would think, yeah. Project 7.
So we're still missing MAPES.
We did MAPES, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, MAPES is all set, but we were saying that would be an example. Onstead, Homestead Market, and
Green Acres.
Saunders and then Green Acres, I think those are the last.
Because I have Hillview Mini Barns from February, and I have Michael Saunders from the 19th.
Those are the only ones you found?
I have a couple of those because Patty sends them to the board.
Okay.
Give you a microphone.
Oh, wonderful.
That's right. You're supposed to get a copy of those.
Right.
So fire department approval on for Bonnie and what else did you say?
They approved by the DEP. Which she probably has by now, I would think.
Yeah, because the motion was made that it was conditional. So we have not been presented with the proof of a condition being met.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still
right.
Active.
Mm-hmm. Actually, Green Acres had a conditional one too from the fire department. We were waiting for a letter from the fire department, but
Renee was too. Didn't we sign up? I thought that was...
With that condition.
Oh, with that condition,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
But I don't know who gave the letter, you know, who gets the letter, who reviews it.
Well,
it would go to the developer then, who would bring it to the code enforcement officer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, when they apply for their permit.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, when I go home, I'll look for if I can find notice of decisions in my humongous email file and send them to Irene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
for the
true.
Because
we have the attachments because we mm-hmm. had to send them to us for review before.
Yeah. What are you using? What email are you using now?
The planning board.
Which
the,
is
the planning board at Lyman dash.
ME.gov. Planning board.
I'm just checking the notes. I think Mr. Martin from Sightline said that they were expecting to hear back from DEP by the 21st of the month. So
okay, so we haven't reached that date yet. Okay.
Technically, it's still inactive.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank Irene for coming back out of retirement. And it's such a pleasure to see you again.
Well, I guess we'll set for the agenda. We'll work on the mission statement again. Or if anything comes in, we'll put that on the agenda.
Mission statement and bylaws. Well, we said bylaws.
Mission statement and bylaws. Well, actually, it's bylaws, you're right.
Yeah.
Now, do we know if our interim CEO will be coming to the meetings to assist us, or if we need to seek his guidance?
I can meet him.
I can meet him, yeah.
Great guy.
Is he still in the building?
No, I saw him leave.
Ah!
I think he's here Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
The only other thing that I would think maybe, I mean, I don't know if we've got a lull. I know we got a lull here because we have a problem. In the sense we don't have full-time CEO, but if we don't get any applications to review, then the only suggestion I would have is that maybe the board ought to look at take a broad look at the zoning ordinance,
yeah.
And just come up with some, you know, I don't mean try to do the whole thing at once, but I'm just saying take some topics of you know, maybe land use tables as one, when we can revise this thing. Which right now is only a town meeting, which I think is an issue. To me, it's an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe there's some other nitty gritty things in there among the 16 standards and places where wording isn't very good or the wording is written so that it's almost impossible to follow.
Yeah.
And it sets us up for potential challenges. I mean, if I learned anything personally this last 6 months, besides how wonderful COVID is that people follow the ordinance word for word. And I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. But if, for example, if the board decides to waive a requirement, then we want to make sure that the wording is such that it, you know, we do what we have, we do, we follow whatever process there is to waive that requirement, so it's not a questionable waiver. Mm-hmm. In other words, you can't just say, I waive it, we always waive that one, but no, we waive it because of blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Or maybe our wording is such in the requirement that it's too stringent so that the average person coming in for an application, it's a burden on them to provide it and it doesn't have any value.
Right, and there's a number of places I'm seeing that it's really not applicable. So we either approve or they must apply for a waiver. We should have the ability to say this is not applicable versus requesting them to have a waiver.
Right.
It's just...
But that has to be stated clearly in the ordinance,
yeah,
which has to go to then town meeting and be approved by the voters. But I think the first step is to take a look at it. I mean, there is no, I don't know if there's an ordinance review committee now or not. I don't think there is.
No, Patty's been asking for it to get reinstated.
So, I mean, then that's sort of, I mean, the only problem I would see with that is that's sort of passing the buck to the ordinance review committee, which hasn't been active. Whereas I think most of us are pretty familiar with the ordinances, yeah, and we know where the weaknesses are.
Well, once we get this project done with the bylaws,
we can maybe jump on that, yeah, if we have some time.
Yeah.
Until a subdivision comes in or something really interesting. So.
All right, well, if there's nothing else, I'll make a motion to close the meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All who want to stay?
No.